This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. And part of today's show is talking about some amazing things that are happening over the weekend as a part of a celebration of Ida Hobbit, the International Day on Sunday against homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, intersexisms, and I always worry that I leave another one out.
I don't think I have,
but it does concern me because I don't want to do that. Now, a wonderful organisation here in Melbourne, Tild Melbourne, that's Melbourne's Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival, are doing a great event on Friday night. They're holding a virtual movie night and pyjama party, which has me ridiculously excited. And Scout from Tild Melbourne is joining us on the line. Hi, Scout. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm in a Tilda get ready mode for Friday night, but I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're very good. Now, there's a lot to get ready for. Obviously, you've all picked some great short films and documentaries that are highlighting trans and gender diverse people to be able to screen, and that's tough enough. Like, I think the team at Tilda have a hard enough time doing that for the festival when it happens. But picking it for a night like this is really important. But the important question is, have you picked your right pyjamas?
I think so.
That's the tough one. I'm like, I'm excited about a pyjama party, and then I realise, but what to wear? Like, you want to make sure you look right. And
well, are people going to be watching each other or the films? That's the important question.
Well, hopefully watching the films and participating in some live chat in the chat box as well. But we are going to have, people are welcome to post a picture of themselves with their pyjamas, or maybe just their pyjamas empty. Between now and Friday night, and use the hashtag #TildaPJParty. And we'll definitely be looking at those, and that way we can all check out each other's pyjamas.
I think that's pretty awesome and pretty cool. Now, I think it's great that Tilda have come up with something to do virtually, not just during Ida Hobbit, that also fits in the theme of what Tilda is, which is a trans and gender diverse film festival. And it's so important. I love Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Don't get me wrong, MQFF. But I think what's great about Tilda that really is focusing on the stories and narratives of the trans and gender diverse communities. And that's something that we sometimes don't focus on enough. Do you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's great when, if you go along to, like, MQIS and you do see, there might be a couple of films with CDD content, so I think it's super important that, that Tilda exists and we all try to get involved and really highlight and showcase the films with CDD content that, we don't often get to see much of at other film festivals.
So how exactly is it all going to work on Friday night, besides the PJs, of course?
So PJs, posting it on Insta or any social media and using the hashtag for the PJ party. Purchase your tickets. You can go to tildamelbourne.com and purchase your tickets. It takes you through to Eventbrite. Tickets are really cheap, really. I think it's about $12 with booking fees. But also, we have not a loss, so no one will be turned away for a lack of funds. So we really encourage everybody to get your pre-purchase your ticket. When you do that, there are instructions, I believe, on the Eventbrite page that tell you what you need to do to access the viewing. Unfortunately, we'll be using a platform called MetaStream that people just need to go on their computer or laptop with the Chrome browser or Firefox and install the MetaStream extension. Unfortunately, that doesn't yet support phones and other mobile devices like iPads and whatnot.
Yep.
You need to use MetaStream on a browser. And basically on that day, you'll be sent the link sometime in the afternoon.
Cool.
To access the link. And, it's just like kind of like going to the movies with your friends and community.
You can just be a bit more comfortable on your couch, which I think is awesome.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the short films and documentaries that are actually being shown during the night.
So myself and as the creative director and head of programming, Frank, have decided to highlight. So these are films that we've shown in our previous years of the festival. So it's kind of like a best of Tilda. But this one for May, for the autumn pyjama party, we're going with local filmmakers.
Ooh, that's awesome. Exciting.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm like, where else better to start than help support our local filmmakers? So we've got a short documentary called Transpiration by local Maggie Brittingham. We've also got a fun fiction piece called Envy Interrupted by Jack Fitzgerald and Sarah Strong. We'll also be looking at another really highly recommended short called Kids on Fire by Tommy Hart. And a couple of episodes, probably a few episodes actually, from the Art Bite Unboxed series by director Sam Matthews will be showing as well. And I believe that's part of a bigger, six-part series, if I remember correctly, which we showed a couple of years ago.
That's fantastic.
Now, I've just read their little biopsies. Wait, is that the word?
Bio? Biopsy. Biopsy is something you're talking about.
I've read the little...
No biopsies.
I'm having an operation on them. I'm just reading their little bios on the Facebook event, and it's definitely pricked my fancy. So if people want to check out a little bit before about what these movies are about, there is also a Facebook event that people can head to. It's correct. The Tilda Orton Pajama Party Movie Night, which you can also find through Tilda Melbourne's Facebook page. And then you can find out a little bit more about what the films are about, and maybe like me, you'll go, oh, can't miss that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've put some of our favourites. Yeah. We've put the links up on our social media as well to direct you to the Eventbrite and the Tilda Melbourne website. I don't know why my brain went dead. I was going to say Facebook page, and I'm like, no, the website. But it's all there for you all to be able to access and see, so that you can dive into these films and, celebrate the filmmaking of gender and transgender-diverse. Sorry. Where's my brain gone?
Locals as well, super exciting.
I'm having one of those Wednesdays. Scout, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the work it takes, because it takes a lot of work to do these events in the first place, but to make them virtually, it does as well. So we're always really excited for the stuff that all of you do and the whole team does. And we're glad that we're able to share it here on Joy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I just want to quickly mention that from 4 p.m. today, that's already started. All our community, everyone is welcome to take photos of their pajamas in preparation for Friday night and use that hashtag #BJParty. And you have a chance to win a $50 voucher from our friends at Nikki Darling.
Oh, lovely. I mean, yeah. I'm going to have to go and buy some pajamas, clearly.
Just take a picture of like a blank table and be like, sleeping in the nude.
Exactly.
Thanks, Scott. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.